What shall we do? President David O. McKay. David O. McKay, Conference Report, October 1955, pages 128-130. To you saints listening in, thank you for the many telegrams you have sent. We rejoice with you in the excellent transmission of the messages from this tabernacle. I know the saints would be pleased to hear your comments, but time will not permit our reading them. I have two here, though, which I am sure the saints and you in California will be pleased to hear. One is, the servicemen assembled at Fort Ord and those gathered in homes enjoyed the TV broadcast of conference this morning, approximately 90 in attendance. Chaplain Connell. The other is from Tijuana, Mexico, the saints gathered here in Mexico enjoying good conference reception. Proceedings are being translated into Spanish. Best wishes the Tijuana Branch Presidency, Tijuana, Mexico. Then, as you see, dozens of others. We are just one great, united church, united in love. In your behalf, may I express appreciation and gratitude to all who have assisted in any way in making this great semi-annual conference such an inspirational success. As I was driven down to this session, I saw the officers of the law on duty, and I thought that their diligence has prevented accidents. Perhaps they have saved lives by their faithfulness. I know they have greatly contributed to our convenience, and we thank them and our city fathers for their cooperation. To you reporters for your fair and accurate reports we express thanks, also to the audience as a whole for your responsiveness, attentiveness, and example in reverence, too, even you who have to stand in the doorways. It is all these little things which contribute to a spirit of unity, brotherhood, and love. The fire department has been on hand in case of an emergency. Red Cross officials have been rendering service. These flowers we have mentioned before. I did not tell you, however, that the presidency of the Wilford State permission to furnish these flowers. We did not ask them. They asked for the privilege of contributing to the beauty. We accept their flowers as messengers of love. We thank you. And to think that these other flowers could come across the Pacific Ocean and retain their beauty and fragrance as these have done emphasizes the nearness of our saints in the far off parts of the world to us. We mention the ushers. Have you noticed how quietly they have attended to their duty? They have been on hand, each at his post, with no confusion whatever. Thank you for considering your post important and doing your duty so well. To the various radio and television stations in our own city and state, and in other states named in the various sessions of the conference, we render our special thanks in behalf of the tens of thousands of people who have heard these proceedings due to your courtesy and contribution. To these groups of singers from Friday morning on, we cannot say in words that which we feel in our hearts. The German saints on Friday, how well they sang, how gladly they rendered that service. That group of young men and young women on Saturday, why they just seemed to throw their young hearts into the expression of love through singing, and we all responded to it. And this afternoon, shall I say the climax? I can, because our mothers who always sing from the heart have just lifted us to spiritual heights, and Sister Madsen, how the Lord has blessed her to get these groups of mothers together and to sing with such expression. It is so inspiring. Well, on behalf of the thousands who listen, we thank you, one and all, for what you have won today. I have time to say only a word in conclusion. The brethren who have addressed us have been inspired of the Lord, as you will all testify, and they have given us sublime messages. They have given us the gospel. What shall we do about it? I remember 58 years ago, on one occasion I sat in council with two local elders in Glasgow who had trouble which they could not solve, and which threatened to become serious. Something that was said touched the sympathy of one, and when you touch the sympathy of a Scotchman you have him. And he said, "Tell us what you want us to do, and we'll do it." Well, we have been told in this conference what to do. God help us to do it. May I mention two important things just by way of emphasis upon which we should center our efforts? One pertains to the priesthood quorums. Fellow presiding officers in missions, stakes, wards, and quorums, make your quorums more effective in regard to brotherhood and service. The quorums are units which should effectively hold the priesthood in sacred bonds and in helpfulness. I refer particularly to the senior members of the Aaronic priesthood, you businessmen, successful in the business world, you professional men who have devoted your time to the success of your vocations and are successful and are leading men in civic and political affairs, get together more closely in your quorum. Yes, it may be teachers, that is all right. You meet as teachers, adult teachers, and help one another. If one of your number be sick, two or three of you get together and call on him. You can do that. You do not like to preach, and you hesitate to appear before an audience, even to pray. You can go together and sit by the side of your comrade who lies in bed. He will never forget it. You elders perhaps have one of your number sick, and his crop needs harvesting. Get together and harvest it. One of your members has a son on a mission, and his funds are getting low. Just ask if you can be of help to him. Your thoughtfulness he will never forget. Such acts as these are what the Savior had in mind when he said, "Inasmuch as ye do it unto the least of these my brethren, ye do it unto me." There is no other way that you can serve Christ. You can kneel down and pray to him. That is good. You can plead with him to give you his guidance through the Holy Spirit. Yes, we do that and must do it. We have to do it. But it is these practical, daily visits in life. It is the controlling of our tongue, in not speaking evil of a brother, but speaking well of him, that the Savior marks as true service. Read Peter's first epistle where he refers to the holy priesthood. Ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should shew forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. In his second epistle note the significance of this, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature. When you sense that, you have reached happiness. Now the other point relates to your homes. Let us go home with a determination to have our homes places of contentment and peace. There is not one of us who cannot contribute to the condition. The ideal home should be found among the members of the Church of Jesus Christ, and I am just sufficiently old-fashioned to think that the home is still the foundation of the state, especially of a republic. Do not forget it, and the state has no right to take your children and attempt to train them and substitute for your protection, mother, and your prayerful guidance. Brother Benyon referred to the influence of a mother. He expressed what each one of us may do, but I am referring now to the fathers contributing to the home by showing a high sense of regard and courtesy to your wives in the home. Courtesy is a wonderful virtue, and it should be shown in the home. Courtesy is saying thank you, if you please, pardon me. Have you forgotten those terms in the home? Children, hearing them, will themselves become courteous to mother and to father, and to each other. The home is the place to teach the virtues of society. The home is the place to instill the faith that has been emphasized in this conference. Husbands, remember the covenants you have made to your wives. Do not permit our affections to be led away from the mother of your children. Mothers, do not forget that you owe something to your children and to your husband. You, too, can keep yourself attractive. You, too, can refrain from finding fault. You, too, can contribute to the happiness and contentment of the home, the sweetest place on earth. That is about as near heaven as you will get here. Do not make it a hell. Some do. We have had too many broken homes since the war, too many separations by divorce. Let us reduce that number. There is no use terminating a marriage just because of a few misunderstandings. Guard against misunderstandings by curbing your tongue. You hold the priesthood. Can't you control your tongue as well as your actions? Do not say the thing that comes to your mind when things go wrong, and by a quick-tempered remark wound her who has given her life to you. Control your temper. Yes, you see weaknesses. The women see them in us husbands, too. I'll tell you they see them. They control their tongues more frequently, I think, than we do. Let us reverence womanhood. Is it not strange, when you think of it, that the one thing of which the world has accused this church is the one thing in which this church deserves most credit, keeping the home pure and stable, educating children in the faith of our fathers, faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and the Father and in the restoration of the gospel. Now, here is a final appeal at this conference for us to go home, to go back and set our homes in order. God bless you in so doing. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.